Ombles. When you allow hardneck garlic to develop a scape, flower stalk, you get what is called an omble. The omble, or flower, contains anywhere from 40 to 200 tiny cloves called bulbuls. Even Ace has a mother. When he is not at sea, she makes him apple fritters, box cake, coffee cake, a different kind of coffee cake, this kind with cinnamon to taste, homemade ice cream. Those nights he cannot sleep, he masturbates in his childhood bed. The sheets smell mildly of garlic and applesauce. His cock is insistent within those land-bound sheets. His belly is hard and distended from the homemade ice cream. He cannot tolerate milk. Pia climbs into the boat. It is not her boat, it is Ace's boat. Ace is at his mother's house. God knows where the daughters are. The daughters always are. Pia brings one jar with her. The jar contains refrigerator pickles. She made them. Thin sliced cucumber, chopped green pepper, thin sliced onion, sugar, celery seed, salt, white vinegar. She left them in a covered bowl. She thinks of good things, good things. Pia only knows the words to one song, a song about God. She sings the song as the boat heads for the island. Doesn't matter which island, any island will do. If you allow the garlic to flower, it will flower, God willing. Daughter two is an oyster. Not the glimmering, luscious, pinky, grayish, pearl-lobbing, gelatinous, wetty, wet inside. The rock, the closed stone. You fool. You fucking fool. Ace is missing his boat. His belly is filled with his mother's peachalots. The shortening and ice, the whole eggs, the vanilla, the dipped in honey and powdered sugar. He skipped from his cock straight to morning, the hot sweet tea and peachalots, and now the sea, aching with fish, the marvelous silvery fish. Ace is missing his boat. I would like you to see each other. This is the prayer Ace offers to his mother, to his wife Pia, to the great white Christ. Ace, his hands filled with milk. Daughter three adds vinegar to milk. This is sour milk, buttermilk. She lays a plate with sliced oranges and peppers them. She makes salad, ham, bologna, two carrots, pickle relish, hard-boiled eggs, mayonnaise. She eats the salad with a beautiful dignity. Everything is ground up for the salad, by hand. Picture daughter three, the silver machine, the cranking. On one piece of bread, the ham salad. On the other piece of bread, peanut butter. Pia sleeps deep in the boat. She dreams of salted eggplant. The salt draws bitterness from the eggplant. You know this. Pia dreams of parchment paper. This time nothing is blue. Everything is milk-colored. Even the frittata. Even the cavacuni. Around her, the quiet lap of the ocean, which is milk-colored and pressing into her like a kind thumb. Her breath is an egg-beater cycling in the garlic-scented air, exhaling the geranium sweetness of the root of her tongue. The island takes on the flavor of elderflowers, the omble, the full bloom of white flowers. Her breath comes in papery florets. Her breath comes like the white ghosts of honeybees. Pia has tinted her knees with caraway honey. She is taking no chances.